Eminem, Beyonce crashed Taylor Swift's Reputation Party on Friday, November 10th with their release of their colossal collaboration, Walk on Water. The Rick Rubin-produced track served as the first single of Eminem's forthcoming album, Revival, and on it, rather than knife his way through the track with his brash, animalistic delivery, Eminem enters a reflective state and addresses his insecurities regarding fame and his current standing in hip-hop. With Beyonce anchoring the chorus with an empowering hook about superstars being merely mortals, Eminem candidly explains why, despite his bevy of accolades, he still manages to freeze up every time he hits the studio. Eminem writes the song Walk on Water as his lyrics take a closer look where he stands in his career. Most artists do not reflect on their negative side of who they are, but Eminem did just that. He addresses his insecurities about his fame and his current outlook on his hip-hop performance. In his beginning lines, he opens up about asking a question.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it, or it's in my grasp, but as soon as I grab squeeze, I lose my grip like the flying trapeze.
From the onset, the self-proclaimed rap god conveys his struggles with living up to expectations placed on him by his ravenous fanbase. Despite being an astute wordsmith, the constant pressure of delivering an immaculate verse every time out is depleting Eminem's energy. While he's always up for the challenge, the fear of buckling under pressure and scripting an insipid verse plagues his mind.
Knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart gripe, and that's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis.
Eminem feels like no matter how potent his verses are, somehow fans will be quick to attack him and call him out, fueling his insecurities even more. Here, he also cleverly plays off the classic adage, bitter pill to swallow, by replacing with Vicodin, a drug he famously rapped about in his past. In his second verse, he talks about his past songs and how it represents his legacy when he sings.
I've garnered, the rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless, and it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen and pick it apart, like this shit is garbage. I try not to listen to nonsense, but if you bitches are trying to strip me of my confidence, mission accomplished. I'm not godsend.
He also claims that he's nowhere near his peers, which includes
Nas, Rakim, Pac, Big James, Todd Smith, and I'm not Prince. All that's left on my house is lawn. The crowds are gone, and it's time to wash out the blonde. Sales decline, the curtain's drawn, they're closing the set. I'm still poking my head from out behind. Everyone who has doubt, remind. Now take your best rhyme, outdo it, now do it 1,000 times. Now let them tell you the world no longer cares or gives a fuck about your rhymes. And as I grow out of sight, out of mind, I might go out of mind. Cause how do I ever let this mic go without a fight when I'm made a fucking tightrope out of twine?
As Eminem's verse winds down, he enters a reflective state where he visualizes his fans no longer being interested in his music and being forced to call his career over. For many artists, they struggle with the concept of calling it quits, and after nearly 20 years in the game, Eminem refuses to succumb to his fears. Instead, bidding adieu to the genre he helped build, Shady lets it be known that he will have the final say when the curtains call.